When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
I never kissed a man before. Oh, isn't that a shame? I never kissed a man before I knew his name. I never had a taste for wine. Oh, isn't that a sin? I never had a taste for wine, for wine can't compare with gin. It's nice, as nice can be. My faith is at last restored, to find that vice can be its own reward. I always go to bed at 10. Oh, isn't that a bore? I always go to bed at 10, and then I go home at 4.
Well, if you go to bed at 10 o'clock this summer out here on the East End, you are going to miss some fantastic musical theater and cabaret performances. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the wonderfully viable, invisible, and vibrant summer hamlet of Southampton, New York. And we're going to turn Broadway literally to Main Street, the Main Street that runs all through the South Fork, through the Hamptons this summer. And we're going to take a special episode to celebrate some phenomenally exciting live performances that are coming straight to you, straight from Broadway to Main Street, as it were, which I hope you'll avail yourselves of. So I want to highlight three specific events that I think are going to be of interest to our listeners. There is a wonderful show called Hell of a Town, a New York soundtrack, which is performed by those phenomenal cabaret stars Eric Comstock and Barbara Fasano on August 8th at the Southampton Art Center. And then we're going to look at Four Girls Four, a really interesting show at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. And those four girls are four phenomenal Broadway singers, Faith Prince, Randy Graff, Andrea McArdle, and the woman we heard at the top of the broadcast, the performer I adore, Maureen McGovern, singing a wonderful song by Schwartz and Dietz. And then all through the month of August, Grey Gardens, the Broadway musical, is being done at Bay Street with Betty Buckley and Rachel York and Howard McGillin. I mean, what a cast. And they're just up the block if you're listening here in the East End, as I hope you are. Well, let us go to our first event. It's Saturday, April 8th at the Southampton Arts Center here on Jobs Lane. And you can get tickets from OvationTix.com. But here's Eric Comstock and Barbara Fasano, and they're going to do a series of songs about New York, celebrated in song by such wonderful writers as Bernstein and Comden and Green and Strauss and Adams and Lerner and Lane, all our chums. And back in 1925, Rodgers and Hart made their name by singing a song called Manhattan, which was all about the charms of living in New York in the summertime. And those of us out in the Hamptons don't have to worry about that. We don't have to worry about the push carts and the subway and all that stuff. And the next year, in 1926, Rodgers and Hart wrote a complimentary song, as it were, called Mountain Greenery. Not too many mountains out here, but you get the picture. Summer Life, performed by Eric Comstock.
In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your cover. Let when it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. Bless our mountain greenery home. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together. How we love sequestering where no pests are pestering. No dear mama holds us in tether. Mosquitoes here won't bite you, dear. I'll let them sting me on the finger. We could find no cleaner retreat from life's machinery than our mountain greenery home. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery, two crazy people together. While you rest, my mama, let Papa fry an omelette. Every bun is light as a feather. It's quite all right to sing at night. I'll sit and play my ukulele. You can bet your life its tone beats a Yasha Heifetz tone. Bless our mountain greenery home. Life is more delectable when it's disrespectable. Bless our mountain greenery home.
Eric Comstock at the piano and wonderful vocals with some rare Larry Hart lyrics from the Garrick Gaieties of 1926. Show of hands? Well, I wasn't there either, but what a great number. Now, Eric and Barbara Fasano, his wife, performed together in this Hell of a Town New York tribute. I wonder, maybe they drove here, or maybe they took the jitney, or maybe, because they're classy artists, they took the ambassador out. I don't know. But at any rate, they are clearly two for the road. And here is Barbara and Eric singing one of my favorite songs, music by Henry Mancini, wonderful lyric by Johnny Mercer.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me. And any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road, we'll travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life the way we please.
In summertime, the sun will shine. In winter, we'll drink summer wine. And every day that you are mine will be a lovely day. As long as collecting souvenirs and living life the way we please.
In summertime, the sun will shine. In winter, we'll drink summer wine. Every day that you are mine will be a lovely day,
as long as love still wears a smile.
Indeed. Give it up for Eric Comstock and Barbara Fasano. You can give it up yourselves. Just show up Saturday, August 8th at 8 p.m. at the Southampton Arts Center. If you're interested in tickets, you can go to OvationTix.com. I don't think you want to miss them. I think they're probably the classiest cabaret act that's going to come out here this summer, and they're a lot of fun. Well, once upon a time, there was a group called Four Girls Four, And I think it was composed of Margaret Whiting and Rosie Clooney, Rose Marie. I'm forgetting the fourth. But this was a great idea to reunite some great band singers of the 40s and 50s. And they toured very successfully around the country. And this whole concept has been reinvented with a Broadway bent, a Broadway point of view. So on August 16th at 8 p.m. at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center, the four girls from Broadway are an extraordinary quartet. They are Andrew McArdle, Faith Prince, Maureen McGovern, and Randy Graff. So let's hear a little bit from each of those. We've all played songs from something they sang over our 3.5 years here at Broadway and Main Street, but let's focus on their individual achievements. I mean, Faith Prince is one of the cleverest, funny, most moving musical comedy actresses of the last few years. She was in the 1992 revival of Guys and Dolls. And when we played Adelaide's Lament, I think last week, we played Vivian Blaine, the original. And one great thing that Faith Prince did for us on the 92 cast album is she did the reprise of Adelaide's Lament, which is not in the original album. So here is one of those four girls for Faith Prince.
Look, Adelaide, you're getting yourself upset. You and I are going to be all right. After all, we love each other, and we're going to get married.
I don't believe you anymore.
But it's true. Oh, you'll feel better tomorrow. Come on, cheer up, honey. Let's see that old smile. That's my girl. See you tomorrow.
It says here, the average unmarried female, basically insecure, due to some long frustration, may react with psychosomatic symptoms difficult to endure, affecting the upper respiratory tract. In other words, just from waiting around for that plain little band of gold, a person can develop a cold. You can spray her wherever you figure the streptococci lurk. You can give her a shot for whatever she's got, but it just won't work. If she's tired of getting the fisheye from the hotel clerk, a person can develop a cold. It says here, the female remaining single, just in the legal sense, shows an erotic tendency, see note. Tendency, see note. Oh, see note. Oh, here we go. I like that. Chronic organic syndromes, toxic or hypertense, involving the eye, the ear, the nose, and throat. In other words, just from worrying whether the wedding is on or off, a person can develop a cough. You can feed her all day with the vitamin A and the bromophens, but the medicine never gets anywhere near where the trouble is. If she's getting a kind of a name for herself and the name ain't his, a person can develop a cough. And furthermore, just from stalling and stalling and stalling the wedding trip, a person can develop lock rip. When they get on the train for Niagara and she can hear church bells chime, the compartment is air conditioned and the mood sublime. Then they get off at Saratoga for the 14th time. A person can develop lag rip, la post nasal drip, with the wheezes and the sneezes and a sinus that's really a pip. From a lack of community property and a feeling can develop the flu. You can bundle her up in her woolies, and I mean the warmest brand. You can wrap her in sweaters and coats till it's more than her frame can stand. If she still gets the feeling she's naked from looking at her left hand, a person can develop the flu, 103.2. So much virus inside that her microscope slide looks like a day at the zoo. Just from wanting her memories in writing and a story her folks can be told, a person
Oh, what a sad little sneeze. Faith Prince from Guys and Dolls. Well, the second of our Four Girls Four appearing at West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center on August 16th is Andrew McArdle. And is there a young man or young woman of my generation who did not fall in love with her as Annie in the original production back in 1977? But she grew up to be quite a mature and interesting and complex performer. I always play her version of NYC from the TV version, because she comes as the girl who arrives on the bus. I think that's her character. Anyway, they did a stage version of the Rodgers and Hammerstein film musical State Fair, and she got to play the ingenue, and here she is singing the Oscar-winning song by Oscar, get it, Hammerstein, and Richard Rodgers from State Fair.
As a willow in a windstorm, I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
Andrea McArdle, the second of our four girls four. Our third girl is a performer who never fails to amuse me because everything she does is so spot on and funny and moving at the same time. This is Randy Graff, and Randy has been in more Broadway shows than you can count and a lot of concerts and things. I remember her in Do Re Mi at Encores like it was yesterday. And I'll never forget seeing her in her Tony Award winning role in Cy Coleman and David Zippel's City of Angels, where she plays the secretary to Stone, the private eye, played by Jim Naughton. And whatever she does, she cannot get him to cast a glance her way. One of the great, gals who aren't noticed songs of all time. Here is Randy Graff singing You Can Always Count on Me from City of Angels.
I'm one of a long line of good girls who choose the wrong guy to be sweet on. The girl with a face that says welcome, that men can wipe their feet on. I'm there when he calls me the trusted girl Friday, all right. But what good does it do me alone on a Saturday? If you need a gal to go without salary and work too hard, you can always count on me. The kind of a pal who'd sneak you a file past the prison guard, loyal to the nth degree. The boss is quite the ladies' man, and that's my biggest gripe. Till I showed up, he'd never hired a girl 'cause she could type. I'm no femme fatale, but faithful and true as a Saint Bernard. Barking up the wrong damn tree, you can always count on me. I don't need a map, I naturally head for the dead end street. You can always count on me. I'm caught in a trap when joy is approaching, then I retreat. I'm at home with misery. I've been the other woman since my puberty began. I crashed the junior prom and met the only married man. I'm always on tap for romance or chocolate that's bittersweet. You can always count on me. A matter of fact, if you want an ill-fated love affair, you can always count on me. Though I've made a pact to carry out research before I care, men don't give a warranty. One Joe who swore he's single got me sort of cropped the beast. I woke up only slightly shocked that I defrocked a priest. Or else I attract the guys who are longing to do my hair. You can always count on me. Though you can bet there's strings attached. Though my kind of dame no doubt will die out like a dinosaur's, you can always count on me. I'm solely to blame, my head gives advice that my heart ignores. I'm my only enemy. I choose the kind who cannot introduce the smirking motel clerks who call me Mrs. Smith. But I made a name with hotel detectives who break down doors. Guess who they expect to see? You
Randy Graff. Our fourth girl four is Maureen McGovern. Now, Maureen McGovern made her name with one of the biggest pop singles of the 1970s, The Morning After, and became a very accomplished stage star. She was in Pirates of Penzance after Linda Ronstadt. She's in Little Women on the Broadway musical. And I remember seeing her in Nine. She took over for Karen Akers, and I adore Karen Akers, but Maureen McGovern's performance was so special and vulnerable, and of course she has the chops of a singing angel. Here she is singing from an album of hers, a song I love, From a Tree Grows in Brooklyn, by Schwartz and Fields, Make the Man Love Me.
You kissed me once by mistake. Thought I was somebody else. I felt that kiss and I envied that somebody else. I wanted you for myself. I guess I was shameless and bold. But I made a plan in my heart. Can I tell the man just how dearly blessed we would be? All the beauty I see so clearly, oh, why can't he? So I pray to heaven above me, pray until day.
What a song, what a voice, Maureen McGovern, accompanied in that recording by Mike Renzi. Well, these are the four girls, four, who are appearing at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center on Sunday, August 16th at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss them if you like this kind of music, and you wouldn't be listening to the show if you didn't. You can also call 631-288-1500. Those four girls are Faith Prince, Randy Graff, Maureen McGovern, and Andrea McArdle, and I would be very surprised if they don't ask the grown-up Andrea McArdle to sing the song that made her famous. So here is a rendition from 54 Below of Andrea McArdle's signature tune.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow
there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none, when I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow.
You'll be applauding Andrew McArdle, too. I think the bassist had a bit of a clam, is what Frank Sinatra used to call it, towards the end there. Anyway, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we are taking Broadway to Main Street, quite literally, along the Hamptons. We have some phenomenal performances by musical theater giants out here on the East End during the month of August, and you don't want to miss them, so that's why I've devoted a whole episode to this. I should mention that Broadway to Main Street, the show that you love and you listen to every Sunday at 3 o'clock, because it's the beach and you may not want to be at home or listening in your car at 3 o'clock, you can listen to it now on iTunes, which I'm happy to say about 150 of our episodes are now subscribable on iTunes, so you might want to try that. Well, let us go to the Bay Street Theater in Sag Harbor, which has such a good reputation for the very best in musical theater performance. Christine Ebersole was just there. And speaking of Christine Ebersole, she starred in the 2006 musical Grey Gardens, which is the based on the Maisel Brothers documentary about the Beale sisters, relatives of Jackie Onassis, who lived in this Grey Gardens, this mansion in East Hampton. And it was a very fascinating look at their lives, mother and daughter, Big Edie and Little Edie, their own personal dynamic, as well as reflection of, what would I say, faded aristocracy in America. All that in one documentary, and then it became all that in one musical with Christine Ebersole and Mary Louise Wilson, who's, I just thought, just knocked them dead. And on the 20th Century last month on Broadway. Well, Bay Street is performing it from August 4th to August 30th. And it's very clever of them to do that because they are only like a hop, skip, and a jump from the actual Grey Gardens. So it's almost site-specific musical theater. Let's hear a little bit from the opening track of the 2006 musical, and then I will blow your minds with who's actually going to be there for an entire month performing this show. And I would guess it's East End debut. But here is the original cast recording of Grey Gardens.
In a statement released today, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis confirmed that her 80-year-old aunt, Mrs. Edith Bouvier Beale, and her adult daughter, Edie, are living in squalid conditions in an East Hampton estate known as Grey Gardens. The house that once played host to Howard Hughes and the Rockefellers is now a refuge for 52 stray cats, a few rabid raccoons, and its two reclusive inhabitants, all living in an environment the health department calls unfit for human habitation. Mrs. Onassis described the situation as a private family matter. And so we're left to ponder, how could American royalty fall so far, so fast?
I found it, Mother darling. I found your old record.
She is the girl who has everything.
Everything.
She has the world on the string.
On a string. Isn't it wonderful? God, aren't you just mad about your song?
I recorded it in 1941. I was very serious about my singing. Loved it.
Unicorn. She is the girl who has everything. You sang the song for me. I was the girl who had everything.
Well, that's ancient history.
Yeah. Everything minus the ring.
I don't think people should get married. I don't believe in it at all.
Well, if you can't get a man to propose to you, you might as well be dead.
I'll take a dog over a man any day.
You lived. I never lived.
Oh, you had your dancing. You were very good at that. And you had music all the time.
She's the girl who has everything.
From Grey Gardens, a score by Scott Frankel and Michael Corey. And you can see it yourself, as I said, a stone's throw away from the actual Grey Gardens in East Hampton at the Bay Street Theater. And here's who Bay Street has lined up. They have, as Big Edie, Betty Buckley. They have as Little Edie, Rachel York. They have also in the cast, Howard McGillin. I mean, these are three of Broadway's best, so you don't want to miss them. And you'll say, oh, great, I'll get to sing Howard. I get to see Howard McGillin and Betty Buckley sing together for the first time. Well, you won't, because they already recorded a show called The Mystery of Edwin Drood, which I remember seeing one summer, lo, these many years ago, at Central Park, at Shakespeare in the Park, and it knocked my socks off. So here, for the first time, is Howard McGillin and Betty Buckley from The Mystery of Edwin Drood.
My dearest Uncle Jack.
My dearest nephew Ned.
A life without your friendship would be life as good as dead.
The winds of hell may blow, but as you well may know, I'll heed your call, no need too small, and face the fire below. For you.
For you.
For you.
For you.
Two kinsmen more than brothers, we know no next of kin, and yet we know no others close underneath the skin. The blood that flows between us, the bonds that tie us twain, two kinsmen when all others flee, then we remain.
My dearest nephew Ned.
My dearest Uncle Jack. If men say words against you, I would make them take them back. A loyal lad am I, would be the glad to die. If by my death one extra breath of life for you I'd buy. Tis true,
tis true,
for you,
for you. Two kinsmen more than brothers, we know no next of kin, and yet we know no others close beneath the skin. The blood that flows between us, the bonds that tie us twain, two kinsmen when all others flee, then we remain.
Betty Buckley and Howard McGillin from Edwin Drood. You'll get to see them at Bay Street. Here is the third part of that wonderful triangle. It'll be performing there through the month of August until the 30th. Rachel York. Now, Rachel York is, to me, just such a special knockout actor. She was wonderful in Victor Victoria. She was great in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes over at Encores. And here she sings from Putting It Together, my favorite version of Stephen Sondheim's The Miller's Son. I don't think you'll hear it sung better. Here's Rachel York.
I shall marry
nice piece of property. Friday nights for a bit of fun, we'll go dancing. Meanwhile, it's a wink and a wiggle and a giggle in the grass and a trip, the light fandango, a pinch and a diddle in the middle of what passes by. It's a very short road from the pinch and the punch to the paunch and the pouch and the pension. It's a very short road to the 10,000th lunch and the belch and the grouch and the sigh. In the meanwhile, there are mouths to be kissed before mouths to be fed, and a lot in between in the meanwhile. And a girl ought to celebrate what passes by. Shall marry the businessman, five fat babies and lots of security. Friday nights, if we think we can, we'll go dancing. And a fumble and a tumble in the sheets and a foot, the Highland fancy, a dip in the butter and a flutter with what meets my eye. It's a very short fetch from the push and the whoop to the squint and the stoop and the mumble. It's not much of a stretch to the cribs and the croup and the bosoms that droop and go dry. In the meanwhile, there are mouths to be kissed before mouths to be fed, and there's many a tryst and there's many a bed to be sampled and seen in the meanwhile. And a girl has to celebrate what passes by, or I shall marry the Prince of Wales. Pearls and servants and dressing for festivals, Friday nights with him all entails. We'll have dancing meanwhile. It's a rip in the bustle and a rustle in the hay, and I'll pitch the quick fantastic with flings of confetti and my petticoats away up high. It's a very short way from the fling that's for fun to the thigh pressing under the table. It's a very short day till you're stuck with just one, or it has to be done on the sly. In the meanwhile, there are mouths to be kissed before mouths to be fed, and there's many a tryst and there's many a bed. There's a lot I'll have missed, but I'll not have been dead when I die. And a person should celebrate everything passing by. And I shall marry miller's son.
Rachel York, you'll get to see this phenomenally talented musical theater actress at Bay Street playing Little Edie in Grey Gardens. Well, Big Edie was in the very first show I saw, 1776. Betty Buckley played Martha Jefferson in that. He plays a violin many times on the show, and of course she achieved superstardom as Grisabella in Cats when it opened on Broadway in 1982. She's very adventurous. She does a lot of interesting cabaret acts and stuff. Here is a song she did of songs normally sung by men in musicals, a song I love from Lerner and Lane's On a Clear Day, Come Back to Me, sung by Betty Buckley.
come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze, on your hands, on your knees, swim a fly, only please come back to me. On a mule, in a jet, with your hair in a net and a towel ring and wet, I don't care, this is where you should be. From the hills, from the shore, ride the wind to my door. Turn the highway to dust, break the law if you must, move the world only. I fight City Hall.
Betty Buckley, who will be starring along with Rachel York and Howard McGillin in Grey Gardens at Bay Street. Well, you could get tickets on sale at baystreet.org or at the box office, 631-725-9500. It's only playing till the end of August, August 30th, so don't miss this opportunity. Well, this is Larry Maslon. I'm glad you came with me as our little trip up Main Street through the Hamptons to listen to some of the major musical events, which I think you should all go out and see. So do go see these three shows. I think you'll enjoy them. Have a great summer, and thanks for joining us.
I am Lazarus, risen from the grave. Quite alive you find me. This tomb behind me is where I faced my closest shave. When I struck my head against the street, I was stunned, not stricken, our blood doth thicken, for Jasper flew me off my feet to the crypt. I awoke in dark beyond belief, and while all above me showed their grief, I was screaming for my very breath. Only moments from death, you have no idea the sudden strength that you feel within you, the steel and sinew, when fate stands smiling at arm's length. I escaped from Cloisterham, I fled. I did not return here till I could learn here just who in hell would wish me dead. But more than that, more than what solution fits the crime, what I've learned is that life is bits of time, and you fight for every tiny speck when you're held by the neck. I have read the writing on the wall, and the greatest mystery is not the history of Jasper, Drood, and one and all. I have met my maker and returned. What advice I'm giving to all those living is just
forced to learn what I have learned. Life is dear, there can be no victory in defeat if unnumbered beat a fast retreat to the nearest shelter and dig in. When you live, then you win. Scratch and claw for every day you're worth. Make them drag you screaming from life. Keep dreaming, you'll live forever here on earth. I have read the writing on the wall, and it's clearly spelled out for those who held out that holding on to life is all. Is it clear? If you hear my voice, then you're alive. What a bloody marvel we survive. When you think of every risk we face in our mad human race, I have read the writing on the wall. Try to live forever and give up never the fight you'll need the wherewithal. Can't you heed the light as I lead inside you to read the writing on the
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.